Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Boss is here. I said, sir, the text line says you need to go buy an animal Sesame Street Muppet head. No shoes, no socks, and hand out t-shirts. We can make that happen. Then Alex Gold's here eating his breakfast donuts. Going, I love, can't wait for next December when Speck goes on the air and says it's just somebody's time. And what Speck say to save himself? Well, if I don't say that, they don't win.
No.
If I don't say that, they don't win. Mr. Reverse Psychology
and
Guy.
It's not what it is.
Come on.
It's not what it is
Come
at all.
Come on. You had the opportunity. You sat right there.
You should have just said, yeah, they're going to win this thing. It's not anybody's time other than ours. Well, I really think Josh Allen deserves this, so let's just give him the opportunity to play in a Super Bowl. How about you go earn that opportunity, Josh? How about you go make plays that Patrick Mahomes would have made?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Dalton Kincaid, catch the football.
Gotta catch it.
Sean McDermott, don't chase points. Hey, fourth down and inches, try the tush push two times in a row. Or what really stands out, game on the line, legacy on the line, career-defining drive, and Josh Allen fizzles out. And to kind of, you know, compare that to Patrick Mahomes from the AP.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes has trailed in the fourth quarter in 9 playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
He's come back to win 6, forced overtime in 2 others before losing. He has a 132.2 rating, 5 touchdowns thrown, 1 touchdown run when down 1-8 points in the fourth quarter or overtime of playoff games, leading scores on 13 of 14 drives. That, my friends, is a masterclass. Josh Allen had his opportunity last night to show that he could beat Patrick Mahomes. And what did he do? He showed that he can.
Speck did do one thing. He passed me up in something that I'm happy for. He's from the text line. Speck should just quit for that take. Most unlikable person in Kansas City. Even worse than Dusty.
Listen to this
one.
No longer
first.
How about this?
Love that.
Listen to this one. Patrick Mahomes is making his 5th Super Bowl appearance. Patrick Mahomes has more Super Bowl appearances than the Colts, the Vikings, the Bills,
15.
The Seahawks, the Bengals, the Ravens, the Bears, the Bucks, the Panthers, the Falcons, the Jets, the Saints, the Chargers, the Titans, the Cardinals, the Browns, the Lions, the Texans, the Jags. Patrick Mahomes has more appearances in the Super Bowl than all of those franchises have ever made in the Super Bowl.
What up, Mr. Smith? How are you today, sir?
Another one in my DJ Khaled voice.
That's right.
Three P. What's going on, fellas?
Not much. How much sleep did you get last night, or have you gone to bed yet?
I went to sleep. I already got my workout in. I worked out at 5 a.m. this morning. I already worked out. I'm up here at the East-West Shrine right now. I'm watching some upcoming talent that's going to be getting drafted, supposedly, and that's about it. You know, I'm still celebrating, but I ain't going to celebrate until we win it in New Orleans.
Well, it was great to see it happen the way that it did last night. Josh Allen had an opportunity to make a legacy for himself, and he failed at making that legacy because nobody is as good as Patrick Mahomes. I don't care what anybody on television says. Josh Allen had the ultimate opportunity and failed. That tells me you just don't have that winning gene.
He's the Charles Barkley of the NFL. I'm just being honest. He'll never get to the big game. You know, some guys just can't win the big game. He doesn't. He's a great player. I'm not going to take nothing from him. Great player. If Kincaid catches the ball, hey, it might be a different game.
Right.
If you stop doing the push and, like you say, go for the points, and hey, McDermott, I think they need to change up now. They need to change everything. I think this is the last of you seeing of the Bills making it to the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, you watch that, and as a competitor, when you know you have somebody's number, I thought it was interesting because I was on a different show on Sunday afternoon, and it was like, you know, there's certain times in sports where a team comes into somebody else's house, and it's like everything's fine. You get off the bus, you change it to your outfit, then all of a sudden you get there, and you see the name on the jersey, or you see 15 floating around, whatever it may be. It looked like that was the case for the Bills in those first two drives because Josh Allen, the great quarterback that he is, I'm not discrediting what he is talent-wise, he looked shook on that first drive, maybe a little bit on the second drive too.
Yeah, he looked shook, and I knew his number, but I knew the turning point in the game was when they got the ball back. All I said was 95. 95 put the pressure. Spags dialed up the blitzes. You know, fourth and five, you dial up a zero blitz. I mean, it was all or nothing. You know, and Spags, we trust. I don't think Spags get enough credit, and I think he got disrespected by not even getting an interview for a head coaching job.
Well, yeah, he's definitely not going to get the credit that he deserves, Sean. I mean, you know, Steve Spagnuolo is the greatest defensive coordinator we've ever seen in this league.
No, he's great. He knows how to use his weapons, his players, and put them in great situations. And even in the fourth quarter, he brought the defense up and said, we're going to have to win it. We're going to have to win. It's going to come to us, and we have to make a stop. And they made the stop.
They did.
We need it.
Yep. And that's what a championship team is all about, coming up with the plays and making the plays when you need to make the plays. And that's why I just laugh and cringe and go, I can't believe when people want to pick against Kansas City. You should never pick against the Chiefs. Will they lose a game? There may be a chance Kansas City loses at some point in time, but why do you want to be on the forefront of that saying, see, I told you so, when this team finds ways to win games no matter the situation?
I don't this time on the clock, I trust 15, I trust Spags, I trust Andy. Even when Buffalo, you call a timeout, you gave Andy another opportunity to dial up a play instead of just letting the play out.
Yeah. Talking to former Chiefs player Sean Smith, so let's have a little conversation about what it is in 13 days. Saquon Barkley's a bad dude, Mr. Smith. What do you do to stop him?
Nick Bolton. Nick Bolton is going to have the game of his life. Okay? I'm saying this because you can see sometimes, even on the runs that Barkley has, he runs hard and powerful. But the Chiefs practice against Kareem Hunt. Two of the same kind of runners. Barkley may have a little bit more speed than Kareem, but they're two of the same runs. I think the defense will be ready to stop him. We just got to wrap up and tackle. Secondary, Cook got to come better and play better. I'm just going to be honest. He has to play better because sometimes he's a liability back there.
Mm-hmm. What do you make of this week's national scene, the Emmanuel Achos, the Rex Ryans, all of these folks that were so negative on the Kansas City Chiefs last week?
Well, this is the reason why Rex Ryan – Fat Tail is not coaching no more.
That's right.
I'm just being honest. You listen to his takes that he has on ESPN and everything all the time. It doesn't work. It's wrong. He's been wrong. Even Dan Orlovsky, the only person I'm going to give credit to is Nate Burleson. You know why? Because he said, hey, he put a video out. The Chiefs are just who they are. You're either going to love them or hate them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that I think in this is that, you know, we get called homers a lot, but we do, you know, local radio here for that team. If you'd have picked the Chiefs to win every game, you'd be so much plus money because they went 15-2 in the regular season. They're 2-0 in the playoffs. They've won 9 straight playoff games. I mean, at what point do you just sit back and say, I don't know what to expect anymore, but I expect them to win?
You just expecting them to win. If I'm a betting man, I'm going with the Chiefs. I tell anybody, whether you're on FanDuel, PrizePicks, whatever, I'm betting with the Chiefs.
You got to go with the Chiefs, my man. I mean, it's stupid to bet against this organization and this quarterback and this head coach at this point in time. Like, Andy Reid is just doing unbelievable work. He's got a coaching masterclass going on. He's the greatest coach in NFL history. And I think Patrick Mahomes right now has to be in the conversation of greatest player, not quarterback, greatest player in NFL history.
Yes, he's one of the all-time. He's the first ballot Hall of Famer. The minute he says retired, he's the first ballot Hall of Famer, without a doubt, hands down. I mean, but he plays good. He's poised. He's a team leader. Everything is just going right for the Chiefs right now because they always play good situational football, and they got their eyes on a prize. They had their eyes on a prize since the beginning of the season in training camp with the common goal when they came in and said, let's win a Super Bowl. Let's go back and win a three-peat.
Well, Sean, rest up, my man. Keep that robe on. Be just naked for 13 days for the Super Bowl and enjoy the time, and we'll get you on the air next week.
I don't know. I might come to Radio Row in my robe.
If you do that, yes. My friend, yes, we'll get you on every radio show
across
the country.
I'm bringing my robe to New Orleans. That's a straight-up fact.
I think I might just go ahead and bring my robe and come do Radio Row.
Let's just go eat po' boys together in our robes.
I know. We got to go to Drago's, man, and get some oysters.
Yeah, that's a great spot, my man. That is. Yeah, we'll hook up down there.
Well, be easy, man. Take care. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
You got it.
What did he say about Rex Ryan? Do we have that cut that we can continue to play and put out on social media, please, for the rest of the world to see what Sean Smith said something about? That's why his fat ass isn't coaching anymore. I think he put it a little bit more eloquent than I did, but that's exactly what I said. When I watch Rex Ryan on TV, he's not helping his case to be a coach in the NFL. He appears as a clueless buffoon.
This was
Jay Binkley texted me. Rex Ryan is the inspiration for the single bed.
I mean, Rex Ryan's had a couple of pizza cutters stolen from him too. This was interesting. So everybody knows Barstool guys, right? They're Boston. Dave Portnoy does his thing. Gruden's now a part of that. This is what Gruden had to say to them when they were watching this game last night.
Hey, listen, I thought this was the year for the Bills.
Yep.
But when you can't make the 1 yard you need to make, you don't deserve to go to the Super Bowl. You can have all these stats. That's all I saw in the pregame warm-up. 65 touchdowns, this stat, that stat. You don't make the 1 yard you need in any critical situation, you're going to get knocked out of the playoffs, and you can't rely on some official to give you a spot on the road in a playoff game. You just can't count on the officials. With Josh Allen, this has to be a slam dunk, automatic first down, and you didn't execute. You did not execute. You got the best offensive line in the league from left tackle to right tackle, a 300-pound tackle playing tight end. James Cook hasn't been stopped all night, and Josh Allen has 600 yards rushing and 12 touchdowns, and you can't make this much. The execution, the pad level, the finish, the overall scheming, whatever it is, you lost the game because third and fourth down in that, and you got to live with it, and I don't know how you live with this one. This is tough.
Take a bow, John Gruden.
Take three laps around the stadium.
Yeah, like that is a victory lap, my friend. I can't really add anything to that because he's absolutely right about everything. It's the same stuff I've been telling you all along. You're going to sit here and complain about the refs. You can't get a yard in an NFL game.
Mm-hmm.
And again, why aren't you running James Cook there? Why aren't you rolling your quarterback out there? Why aren't you doing anything other than trying to fall forward to get half a yard? It was a very, 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 very bad game plan, and it resulted in a loss for the Buffalo Bills. You can't get half a yard. He's right. You don't deserve to win in the NFL. Not the referees, not penalties, not anything. You were not able to execute. But again, in life in 2025, it's always somebody else's fault.
Yeah. So one thing that's awesome, I think the guys that do New Heights, the Kelce brothers, I think they listen to this show. I'm pretty positive on that because they played a clip that we played last week of the Travis Kelce Korean football call.
Yeah.
Well, this was the Korean call in 4th-and-1.
아, 진짜 칩스 수비도 호락호락하게 하나도 내주지 않아요, 정말. 오, 멈춤없이 가네요. 멈춤없이 밀어붙입니다. 기세를 타나.
아슬아슬한데요.
자, 심판원입니까?
아슬아슬한데요.
심판원입니까?
무명에서 심판이 들어온 바에 다른데
공중에 볼 위치가 중요합니다. 네. 체인 와야 됩니다. 자, 약간 모자라 보여요. 전진이 이제 어디서 멈췄냐가 중요한 거거든요.
What he's saying there is that he's short of the first down and turnover on downs.
Yeah. I was asking, what play was that again?
fourth and one.
That was a fourth and one. Man,
I'm just translating for you. I speak Korean. He's saying he did not get it. Josh Allen's short turnover on down Chiefs ball
in that situation. Yes.
That's right.
Yep. 25 years ago today, Bill Belichick was introduced as head coach of the New England Patriots for the first time. Almost 25 years to the day, the script is turned. Andy Reid has unseated Bill Belichick as the greatest head coach of all time, and Patrick Mahomes has unseated Tom Brady, in my opinion, right now, as the greatest quarterback of all time, because both of those guys have done something that Brady and Belichick could not do, and that's go to three consecutive Super Bowls. In 23 years of dominance that the Patriots had, they never went to three straight Super Bowls like Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. It is the greatest head coach quarterback duo in the history of the National Football League. Oh, Josh Allen.
Unreal. I'm still in shock. I'm going to be honest. I'm just going to be trying to be as like normal as a person I can be.
I know.
Still in shock. Like, I mean, literally, like, I think everybody's living room or everybody's moment was the same last night when they throw that ball in the air and it's incomplete. I mean, grown men in my house throwing themselves at each other.
Oh, hell yeah. Grown men in the stadium.
I mean, I blacked out.
People were hugging, you know, I mean, you're kissing people you never met before. Mm-hmm. Like, it's one of those moments, and that's good. That's okay. There's
Bob
nothing
got mono
wrong
last
that.
Night.
I may have. I don't know. I may have.
Well, it went from Jen's birthday to Bob's birthday.
Fat Tail is not coaching no more.
Fat Tail?
Fat Tail.
Well, this is the reason why Rex Ryan, Fat Tail, is not coaching no more.
That's right.
He just one-up suck a pickle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did one-up suck a pickle. Yeah, well, it's true. It's why is Fat Tail's not coaching
like,
anymore.
I'm just watching Dan Orlovsky, and I'm wondering, like, how is his drive to work today? Now he's going to dissect the game?
Yeah.
Why don't you go listen to John Gruden? Why don't you go dissect getting 1 yard? What do they say football is? A game of inches?
Yep.
Defense wins championships. There's a reason why those cliches are there.
Because they're true. As lame as they are, they're true. It is a game of inches. You can't get a yard. You can't win a game. And then there's Rex Ryan with those beautiful white fake porcelain teeth talking about how great Josh Allen is.
Yeah. There is one thing to be true. If you do not want to give Mahomes the GOAT as the greatest quarterback of all time, I would respect that because I still put Brady there. That's okay.
Me too.
I'm just being realistic. But there is no doubt in anyone's mind that in the entirety of the NFL's history and current state of today, it is Tom Brady and it is Patrick Mahomes. And then it is everybody else.
Oh, there's just a massive.
Montana is at the age of 29. Like, we don't understand. At the age of 29, Patrick Mahomes has the second most playoff wins in the history of football at 17.
Mm-hmm.
He has three losses. He is playing.
What does Tom Brady have? 31 playoff wins, I think it is right now.
Believe
right. So another couple of years and we'll pass him.
More than halfway.
Yeah.
It's insane to think about that aspect. Whereas, like, growing up, Joe Montana was the greatest to ever do it. And then it was Tom Brady might pass Joe Montana.
And he did.
And then it was like, well, no one will catch Tom Brady. And then Mahomes comes along. Well, he lost that AFC championship game to Burrow, and he lost that Super Bowl to Tom Brady. He's never going to catch him, but he's going to be good. And, well, there's only one thing he could possibly do to catch Tom Brady. He'd have to win three in a row.
There's a lot of people in New England right now that are getting really nervous about what's about to happen over these next 13 days because everything that they've been living for the last 25 years essentially is going to go away and it's not going to matter anymore. And they're going to be a nice footnote. Yeah, Tom Brady had six titles with the Patriots, but Patrick Mahomes won three in a row. Patrick Mahomes was the first quarterback to win three in a row and to win 4 and 5 years or whatever it's been. Yep. Like you look at the Joe Burrow situation when they lost to the Bengals, and you look at the situation where they lost to Tom Brady in the Super Bowl / AFC championship game, however you want to combine those two. Those are anomalies. What we're seeing right now with the Chiefs winning is the norm. And you know, you think about that and you do that say it out loud test and you're like, yeah, the norm is to go to the Super Bowl every year. But they've established the norm. The Chiefs have told us what their normal is. And their normal is winning the AFC, going to the Super Bowl, and winning the Super Bowl championship. The abnormal is when it doesn't happen. And for most teams, the normal is not getting there and the abnormal is making it. That's the anomaly. For the Chiefs, losing in the postseason is a major anomaly. Winning and going to the Super Bowl is the norm.
Never satisfied, baby.
When you play in front of Arrowhead Stadium like this every single AFC Championship, you kidding me? Kansas City! Hey, before you guys get out of here, just do a little dance, make a little love. Yeah, get down tonight.
They'll catch on. They'll catch on.
Okay.
So now we've
you
had...
know that song, Mac?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that it's cool in the gang?
I couldn't tell you who's it by.
Do a little dance, make a little love.
Isn't it ABBA?
No. They sing Dancing Queen. Cool in the Gang, I thought was who that was. Maybe it's not Cool in the Gang. Text line knows, I guarantee it. Who is it?
KC and the Sunshine Band.
Duh.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We're so stupid.
Yeah, we're idiots.
With that, we're going to go to break early and take a time out.
You talk about morons.